This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Nobody in Kansas City has sports like 96.5 The Fan.
Right side throw, touchdown! Kansas City, a 3-yard touchdown pass in overtime. Kansas City wins the game.
Welcome into The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
Back-to-back best sports talk host as voted on in the Pitch magazine.
Live from the Fan Studios, here's CDOT.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You are listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Excited, thrilled, delighted to be here with you on this wonderful, wonderful Tuesday. We are off an hour early today because of the Kansas City Royals. They lost game one of their series against the Boston Red Sox. We'll get to that coming up in just a bit. We'll see if they can even the series at one apiece coming up later today. You can hear that game right here on 96.5 The Fan. We got a lot to get into in today's show. I want to go back a bit, and I want to take an even closer look at the Chiefs depth chart that they released yesterday. We also have some very popular over-under numbers in the National Football League. The Chiefs are actually one of the more popular teams bet for the under. We'll talk about that. Josh Vernier is going to be on the show today. We'll talk about the wide receiver group for the Kansas City Chiefs. Hollywood Brown is not practicing today. So a lot of things to get into in today's show. Before we do any of that, we're also going to give you a random lineup in the open of the show because we're going to talk about the Royals. I don't know about you, but I enjoy the random lineups with the Kansas City Royals. Before we do that, though, I have to remind you of a couple of things. Number one, I need you listening to The Drive each day at 2 o'clock right here on 96.5 The Fan. Number two, I need you to tell one friend to check out the show. I mean, it'd be great if you could tell two people to check out the show, but you know what? Beggars can't be choosers. If you could just tell one person to check out the show, we would greatly appreciate it. And number three, I need you to remember that the opening segment of the show is brought to you by our dear friends over at The Other Place with 5 metro locations serving great pizza for over 25 years right here in the Kansas City area. The Other Place and theotherplace.com. All right, let's talk about yesterday's Royals game. Now, it got off to a little bit of a rough start. Falter is making his Royals debut. It did not go well. The Royals were down 5-0. I mean, before the word go. I mean, you hadn't really gotten your seat yet. Maybe you hadn't even got home from work. You haven't even got a chance to really get dinner going. You turn on the Royals game on the FanDuel Network, or maybe you were listening to it right here on 96.5 The Fan. I mean, they were down 5-0 like that off the rip. They're down 8-1. You're thinking this is going to be just a calm Monday night. Maybe you can go to bed a little early. Maybe you got a big Tuesday today. You got a big meeting coming up on Tuesday. Well, the Royals start to scratch and claw back. Vinny Pasquantino hits a home run. Mikel Garcia hits a home run. Little single here, double here, walk here. Next thing you know, hey, the Royals, they got a chance to get back in this game. All right, it's 8-5. Runner on first and second. Bobby Witt Jr. at the play. All right, we're cooking with grease here. We're cooking with gas a little bit here. Bobby Witt Jr. hits a single. Nick Lofton is coming around the mountain, coming around third base. Now, maybe Nick Lofton forgot who he was for a second. Maybe he thought he was Kenny Lofton for a second, because I don't know how he thought he was going to score on that hit. Well, I mean, he gets thrown out not by a small amount. I mean, he got thrown out by a country mile. He was not close. Now, there's some disputes. Is this on him? Is this on the third base coach? Was it properly communicated? You can watch the play and determine for yourself who you think the guilty party is. But as Rob and I were getting ready for the show, Rob had the best opinion of anybody on this. Rob, what's your takeaway of the eighth inning yesterday for the Royals?
I said this to you in prep. I don't know that if Nick Lofton stays at third, the Royals win the game. I know this. I'd much rather lose with Vinny Pasquantino at the plate and the bases loaded in the eighth than Nick Lofton out at home by about 19 yards. Me and you are in two separate rooms now. We are closer than he was to scoring. He was out by a lot. And it made my brain hurt because the Royals are the type of team they're going to win in the margins. They're going to have to do all the little things right. And you know what they do a lot of this year? The little things wrong. They play a lot of dumb baseball. And it's probably why this team on October, look at the schedule here, October 1st, are going to be watching the postseason and not participating in it because you do dumb things and it costs you games. Nick Lofton should be at third, and let's see what happens from there. But instead, just another mind-numbing base running error.
This is where we are with the Royals. At this point, I'm not necessarily caught up on whose fault this is. The text line, I'm reading it, they are blaming Nick Lofton for this. Who the hell does Nick Lofton think that he is to run through a stop sign? Does he think he's Bobby Witt Jr.? Somebody else said, screw Lofton running through a stop sign, WTF. And I think that's a fair, logical stance to have based off what happened. At this point, with the Royals operating with the deficit, there is not room for the mistake that happened yesterday. You're already fighting an uphill battle. You're already going up against currently the hottest team in the American League. You can't aid in your own demise, and that's what the Royals did yesterday. Now, you can argue you shouldn't get down 8-1, and now you have to scratch and claw, but you got yourself back into it. I mean, that's kind of a microcosm of the season. The Royals dug themselves in a hole and now are working to get themselves out of it. They went 8-18 in the month of June. So now you got to go above and beyond to make up for the deficit. Well, all of this matters. We told you guys yesterday, the Royals had 50 games. That's all I'm looking at this as a 50-game season. And in that 50 games, you got to figure out a way to win 30 of them. You can't be in a position where you are giving games away, especially when today you are noticeably at a pitching disadvantage. Boston has the advantage today, whether it is on the mound, whether it is in the lineup. They are a better team than the Royals. Who knows how yesterday's game could have gone? Maybe that's a game the Royals come from behind and win. Maybe the Royals end up losing anyway. We will have no way of knowing how the game would have played itself out. But the Royals, over this stretch, they cannot be a team that aids in their own demise. And you got to find a way to clean up some of the little mental and physical mistakes that the Royals have made that have put them in this situation where every game now feels like a possible playoff game. Now, you kind of got to win this one to at least give yourself a chance to possibly win the series. And you did that by A, not getting off to a good start and not having a good start yesterday from your starting pitcher, and then making a very big mistake late in that game that killed any chance you had of potentially coming back and winning that game. They put Chapman in the ninth inning. We all know how that story was going to go. He mows down the Royals. The Red Sox win another one. The Royals lose the first game in the series, and we'll see if they can tie it up later today here on 96.5 The Fan. You guys know the rules. If we start the show with the Royals, that can only mean one thing. Rob, hit my music.
We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals.
Carrington, that base running blunder got me thinking about bad Royals baseball. So today's Royals lineup takes us back to a terrible Royals team, the 2018 Kansas City Royals. Here is your lineup from this day in 2018, where the Royals lost, dropping to 34-77 on the season. Leading off at second base, Whit Merrifield. Batting second in left field, Alex Gordon.
Who would have guessed that Whit Merrifield would have been out of the league? It feels like he wasn't in the league for a long time, but he really was.
I mean, I would have had not remembered him on the 2018 team, but yeah, it's he was a long-time minor leaguer, though. That's what
Sure. He got such a late start.
Batting third, the catcher, Salvador Perez.
Salvi, just a staple for the Royals. I told you, the one thing you've been able to count on for the Royals for the last decade is every time you buy a Royals ticket, Salvador Perez is going to be in that lineup somewhere. Maybe he's catching, maybe he's DH, maybe he's playing first base, but you can always count on 1-3 to be out there.
Batting fourth, the designated hitter, Lucas Duda.
This is when it starts to fall off a cliff. You got Lucas Duda hitting fourth.
Batting fifth, the third baseman, Rosel Herrera.
Who is that?
Let me click Rosel Herrera.
He didn't play a lot of games. He didn't play a lot of Major League Baseball games.
He then finished his career in 2019 with the Marlins after playing 1 year of Major League Baseball, 2018 with the Royals.
How many career games did he play?
Rosel Herrera played in, let me see here, 149 career games.
Okay, he almost got a full season in. And he was hitting fifth for the Royals?
Hitting fifth.
Goodness gracious, I see why this team didn't work out.
Batting sixth, the center fielder, Brett Phillips.
Do you think if we had Alex Gordon on the show and we asked him about him as a teammate, do you think he would have a story about that gentleman as a teammate?
He would have a story about him before Rosel Herrera, I say that.
That's what I'm saying, Herrera, yeah. I don't know if he's ever met this Herrera character before.
Batting seventh, the right fielder, Jorge Bonifacio.
Jorge Bonifacio.
Batting eighth at first base, Ryan O'Hearn.
The all-star Ryan O'Hearn.
Mm-hmm. And batting ninth, the shortstop, Alcides Escobar.
This is when you know. You can always tell where the Royals are in their history on where Alcides Escobar hits. If he's hitting ninth, things aren't going well. If he's hitting first, they're winning championships.
By the way, the Royals lost on this date after six innings of six-run ball from Danny Duffy.
That's basically what they got last night.
Mm-hmm. They had Duffy, Tim Hill, Kevin McCarthy, and Willie Peralta en route to a loss to the Twins on this date in 2018.
Coming up on the other side, we'll switch gears. We'll talk a little bit of Chiefs. Let's talk about some of the other rookies. There's been a lot of conversation about Joshua Simmons, certainly understandable. He is going to be the starting left tackle, but I think the depth chart tells you they're counting on a couple of other rookies. We'll talk about them. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. Catch Hall of Famer Denny Matthews every Monday at 3.
And gone, Bobby Witt.
On your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Someone just texted in, Jorge Bonifacio is currently playing for the Monarchs. There's been a lot of Royals to Monarchs. I believe Christian Colon was a player that played a little bit of time with the T-Bone / Monarchs. Ken Harvey, I believe, did so. Keila Kaiahui, Joey Gathright. They've had a lot of the players that used to play for the Royals eventually spent a little time with the Monarchs. Can you think of anybody else, Rob, that left the Royals and then played a little bit for the Monarchs? Those are the guys that come to mind. Text line, maybe you can think of somebody. 913-586-7965. Who were some former Royals to Monarchs?
And we're doing players only, because didn't Frank White manage that team for a
while? He was
the
manager.
Like, I don't know if that counts in the same vein, but Frank White definitely was a part of the T-Bones organization.
Absolutely.
I mean, Jorge Bonifacio. I can't think of others, but I'm betting there are some bottom-of-the-roster Royals that ended up with the T-Bone / Monarchs.
You say bottom-of-the-roster. Ken Harvey was an all-star. So I don't – that's not –
that's
not.
Jorge Bonifacio is a player who got popped for PEDs. So we're just naming facts about guys.
Shout out to Jorge Bonifacio. Someone said Brandon Finnegan. Brandon Finnegan?
Oh, wow.
Brandon Finnegan played a little bit of time.
He was a – did he get a – he did not get a ring here because he got traded. He got an AL ring.
Yeah, Brandon Finnegan. Shout out to Brandon Finnegan. Look up Brandon Finnegan's career. How did that end?
Clearly,
who do you think played more games in their career, Aaron Crow or Brandon Finnegan? Like, if we can go back,
there's no way Crow played less games than Finnegan.
I was just curious to know.
I'm looking it up, but there's no way.
Finnegan, he was kind of like Paul Skeens. Remember, he came up real quick, if I remember correctly.
Finnegan played in 67 games in his career.
Shout out to him. He was almost Paul Skeens. They were real close.
He only had 260 innings pitched.
Yeah, like Skeens. I know. Skeens doesn't have a lot of innings. The Royals were ahead of something. They were ahead of the curve. Shout out to Brandon Finnegan. I forgot about him.
By the way, Aaron Crow was in 254 games. So Dramatic difference there.
Okay. No, I did not know this about Brandon Finnegan. I learned something today. Christian Colon, he's still there. He's a coach, actually. So shout out to Christian Colon. Let's have Christian Colon. You know, Christian Colon should definitely be on the show here coming up in a couple of months. We're going to be celebrating the 10-year anniversary of a lot of these things. Let's catch up with Christian Colon, man. Friend of the show. Let's find out what Christian Colon is up to. All right, let's go back to yesterday for just a little bit and talk about the depth chart. So the Chiefs, they put out their first depth chart. It makes sense. This is the game week for the Kansas City Chiefs, so I certainly understand why they put out their first unofficial depth chart. One thing that I don't think that we spent enough time talking about yesterday was they, I think, are counting on two of their rookies to be a part of the rotation. Ashton Gelati, he is going to see the field. Also, Omar Norman Lott. So you're talking about how the Chiefs, they had that quick turnaround where they had a pick in the back half of the second round and then early in the third round. That was the pick that they got from the Tennessee Titans for L'Jarius Sneed. But I think they're counting on those two individuals. I think if you are looking at their defensive line and where they are expecting pass rush to come from, or who they think are going to clog up the middle, I think they're counting on both of those two guys. Now, obviously, Josh Simmons is going to have the greatest impact of any of these players. He's going to be the starting left tackle for a team that we expect to win their division and have a chance to go to another Super Bowl. So he's certainly going to be the most impactful rookie. But I think if you're looking at kind of who's going to have that second or third impact, I know the Royals was a player that a lot of people liked. I think he's a little bit further down in the depth chart. If we're talking about wide receivers that they're counting on, it also takes Chiefs wide receivers a little bit to kind of get going. And I just don't think they're going to need him a whole lot in the early part of the season. We'll see if injuries happen and if that accelerates his timeline. But Rob, I'm looking at their depth chart. I'm looking at sort of what I think is feasible for the Chiefs. I think Ashton Gelati and Omar Norman Lott, I think they're going to play a lot, and I think they factor into what the Chiefs are doing defensively. I think they obviously like both of them. They just spent recent draft picks on them, but I think they're going to see the field pretty early.
I think they're both going to be on the field early, and I think they're expecting immediate contribution from them, which I can't think of. I know what has happened. Maybe a 2022 draft with Trent McDuffie, George Karloftis, that whole group, but ever since that group, it seems like the Chiefs have drafted with the idea of you get a redshirt year. Like Jaden Hicks. I think Jaden Hicks is going to play a big role on this year's team. Jaden Hicks is going to be safety stepping up. He's replacing Justin Reed. It's go time. They had him waiting for a year, learning. Hey, kind of get the ins and outs of the position before we jump you up. Brian Cook, similar deal. Like, I know Chiefs fans love Nick Bolton, but his first year, he was one of the starters with Anthony Hitchens. It was kind of, you're going to play, but you're getting your feet wet before you become the guy. When was the last time outside of McDuffie and Karloftis, the Chiefs just said, we got two rookies, we're going to throw them into the fire? Because it feels like Norman Lott is the D tackle next to Chris Jones right now. Other than, you know, it's third and one, it's Mike Pinnell time, but you know, it's first and 10. It feels like Omar Norman Lott, and that's relatively big expectation for a second round pick, especially in Kansas City.
Yeah, for sure. I'm going to pull up the snap counts from last year just to kind of get a feel on kind of who he's going to be and what I think makes sense in their lineup. But I think that's a really good way of looking at it. I think if you were counting on Chris Jones and Mike Pinnell to be your number one and number two defensive tackle, Pinnell's been in this system, knows the scheme, trusted veteran. He's certainly going to play a lot. I think that's a very safe assumption that Omar Norman Lott's going to be that third guy and should probably, I think if you're kind of basing it off number of snaps, I think he probably plays in, I don't know, 30% of the snaps. Like last year, looking at Mike Pinnell, he played in 30% of their defensive snaps. Derek Nnadi played in about 20% of their snaps last year. That feels to me to be about right, somewhere in that 20 to 30 range of how you're going to be on the field, that you're that kind of rotational piece. You also got to remember the Chiefs lost Tershawn Wharton. He signed a deal with the Carolina Panthers, so those snaps are available. So obviously Chris Jones played the most of any defensive tackle last year. He played in 71% of the snaps, and then Tershawn Wharton was second with 61%. So you assume here that Mike Pinnell takes a big step forward, and now he's going to be that consistent every down player with the Chiefs. And now you're expecting Norman Lott to be on the field, I think, pretty routinely for the Chiefs. That's kind of how I would think that things kind of break down. Rob, what do you think that Felix's role is for this defensive line? Last year, if you're looking at his snap counts, he played in 30% 60% of the snaps, but you also got to remember Aminahou didn't really play a lot because he was injured. So Aminahou's going to eat up a lot of opportunities and get a lot of chances to be on the field. And if you're mentioning those other two guys between Jelati and Omar Norman Lotz, you're throwing other guys in the mix. Are we seeing a expanded role for Felix this year, you think?
I really don't think so. I was looking this up because there was a name that came to mind when I think about what Felix Anyodike Uzomah can be, and it is not a glowing endorsement. For a guy that, having had him on the show and met him in person, I actually would love Felix Anyodike Uzomah to take a step forward and be a guy for this team. Local kid, the whole deal. But I look back at the 2023 Chiefs because I rewound the clock 2 years. Remember the name Malik Herring?
Yep.
If you don't, it's fine. If you're listening at home, he was just a guy. That's kind of how I feel like Anyodike Uzomah's role is going to be for this team. Malik Herring played in 15% of the snaps for the Chiefs at DN. So about half of what Anyodike Uzomah did last year. That's kind of what I expect he's going to be. A rotational end. They will find spots to play him, but it's not like it's 3rd and 7. We need an impact play. FAU, get out there. It's more, hey, Karloftis is tired. Hey, Aminahou's tuckered out. Hey, it's 2nd and 9, and we're going to need our pass rushers on 3rd and long. Go out there and steal a snap for us. I think he's a 10 to 15% of snaps kind of guy, and I think we're about 8-9 months removed from having a conversation of if the Chiefs should or shouldn't pick up his fifth-year option as a first-round pick.
Someone asked, what does this stand for, Jerry Tillery? I think he's probably the 9th defensive lineman. Like, I would say if we're looking at kind of how things are going to progress, I mean, we can count some guys as locks. Dana, Pinnell, Jones, Karloftis, obviously all locks. Jelati, Omar Norman Lott, Charles Aminahou, Felix Anyodike. I think you would consider them all to be locks. So there's 8 guys that I am 100% certain are going to make the team. Jerry Tillery, if you're planning on keeping 9 defensive linemen, he probably ends up being that 9th defensive lineman somewhere in the mix. He's a backup in this conversation. I mean, you got 4 D tackles that you really like. Pinnell, Norman Lott, Jones, and Jerry Tillery. So he's somewhere in that 3rd or 4th on the mix. I do think he makes the team. Felix in here is really going to be, honestly, a kind of get-in-where-you-fit-in situation. Dana, Karloftis, Aminahou, you all like those 3 pass rushers more than Felix. Is Felix your 4th pass rusher, or is he your 5th pass rusher? This really, it shouldn't be a question that we're asking about a first-round pick heading into the 3rd year of his career, but that's just kind of where we are when we're talking about his production.
I mean, I think it's a harsh reality. I think we are about however long the Chiefs season goes. Maybe they win another Super Bowl when we have another parade. Maybe they have a disappointing exit. I don't know how the season will go. But I think at the season's end, we are going to be saying that the Chiefs should be walking away from FAU and not picking up his fifth-year option, because there is no benefit despite the fact he plays a premium position. They have seemingly drafted his replacement already. Like, Ashton Jelati has jumped him on the depth chart. Like, I will need to see games, and I'm more grain of salt about this unofficial PR department depth chart than you are, but it's not like there's a lot of camp buzz that FAU is looking great. There's not a lot of, ooh, in one-on-ones, he's doing something special against, you know, Jawan Taylor, or he's really giving, you know, Jalen Moore all he can handle in one-on-ones, and those drills are designed for DNs to look good. Like, I think we're closing on the end of the FAU time in Kansas City, and it's really too bad the local kid couldn't do more because he doesn't feel like he's a big part of this defensive plan.
Text line 913-586-7965. I want to ask you guys this question because, you know, the same way that we do this on our show and our station, you know, other stations do the same thing. So earlier today, I went on in Buffalo for a season preview. Hey, how's training camp going? What do you think? How do you view the AFC? That was kind of the conversation. That was the tone of the interview. And at one point I was asked, what's different about the Chiefs? And I was really thinking about it. And I was like, not a whole lot. Like, I'm curious how you guys would describe the Chiefs where we are today with outsiders. Because my answer was kind of simple. I mean, the Chiefs and Bills played each other in the AFC Championship game. Buffalo and Kansas City, very familiar with each other. They know the Kansas City roster. You know the Buffalo roster. They're 2 teams that play each other pretty frequently. Man, the team that played in the AFC Championship game is kind of the same team that you have now. I mean, there are 3 major differences, I think, between the Chiefs now than where they were at the Super Bowl in the AFC Championship game. Number one, they have essentially swapped out Joe Tooney for Josh Simmons. I mean, that's the big difference. If you wanted to see massive overhaul on the offensive line, I mean, that's not really where the Chiefs are. It's the same center, the same right guard, the same right tackle. They have swapped out an all-pro left guard slash left tackle. They have swapped him out for a guy that you think could maybe be an all-pro left tackle. That's really the only noticeable difference on the offense, aside from Isaiah Pacheco is healthy. Their running game, their wide receivers, their tight ends, largely the same last year from the AFC Championship game and the NFC Championship game. And on defense, I mean, this was almost the same defense that played in the Super Bowl minus Justin Reed. Now, they added Christian Fulton, but he hasn't yet practiced with the Chiefs, hasn't played with the Chiefs. I mean, at some point, I imagine that he will, but that's not where we are right now. I mean, I described the Chiefs in this Buffalo interview, it's just business as usual. This is not a Chiefs team that is going to surprise you. Their theme this offseason was continuity and keeping things largely the same. It's not run it back in the same tone that it was in 2020 because the Chiefs lost the Super Bowl, but this is not a Chiefs team that is going to be a surprise to anybody around the league, I guess, in terms of their personality. This is the Chiefs team that everybody has seen. It's the same quarterback, same running back room, same tight end, same wide receivers, same defense. So how I describe them was business as usual. I think we'll see that turnover at the end of this season. I don't know if Kelsey's coming back. Are they going to do another one-year deal on Hollywood Brown? Where are we at with certain pieces? What's the future of Trent McDuffie? Like, I think we could possibly see those changes next offseason. But this offseason, I think the Chiefs are largely the same team that everybody's seen for the last handful of years.
You'll obviously know this better than me. What's that quote from Drake? He has that song, "No New Friends." That's what the Chiefs are. They're the same. I made this joke to you. We're in the back. You asked me this question. You're off the phone with Buffalo. You're like, hey, they asked me this. How would you describe them? And I kind of sat there startled. I have a family member who lives out of town. He likes the NFL, but he doesn't like follow it intently. The person that he saw play the Chiefs, the version of the Chiefs he saw in the Super Bowl and the version of the Chiefs he will see in Sao Paulo are the basic same. They're kind of sort of the Spider-Man meme. Yeah, there's a little bit difference, but it's not dramatic. It's Patrick Mahomes, it's Isaiah Pacheco, it's Nick Bolton, it's Trent McDuffie, George Karlaftis, Chris Jones. If you have learned to love these characters, guess what? These characters are returning. And I haven't looked at the text line, but we've had these conversations over the course of the offseason. I think one thing that people think in Kansas City, and I think Brett Veach feels this way, and Clark Hunt, Andy Reid, hey, we were a 15-win team that had the worst day of the season at the worst possible time. We are still a 15-win team. That's our edict. I think there are some people outside the KC metro area, your Cowherds, your people like that, who believe the lack of change and the continuity for a team that got walloped in the Super Bowl is a mistake. But the end will tell the decision. But right now, there is no difference. That the easy way to describe the Chiefs is no new friends. It's the same cast of characters.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying that the Chiefs are healthier. I don't know.
I mean, every team in the league's healthier now.
Yeah, but I also don't know if that's how I would describe the Chiefs right now. I mean, the thing that is the most, I guess, healthy is Isaiah Pacheco. Like, I really think that Isaiah Pacheco right now is the biggest difference in their offense other than Joshua Simmons, and we just haven't seen him yet. I mean, and we talked about this yesterday. I mean, we're going to get our answers to Joshua Simmons pretty early on. They play teams that can rush the passer. They play Philadelphia in week two. We know about their defensive line. They play Baltimore in the first month of the season. They play the Chargers in the first month of the season. Like, there's really no easing into this thing when it comes to their new left side. So I'm excited to see those challenges early on. I think they're certainly healthier at running back than everywhere else. And when it comes to wide receiver, at least in the early part of the season, I'm just not expecting Rashee Rice to be there early on in the season. And right now, when it comes to Hollywood, the answer is I don't know with Hollywood. We've had a couple of scares so far in the last week. I mean, he didn't practice today. He has left practice another day. I just don't know when it comes to Hollywood. Like, I think we all feel very similar about Hollywood. Hey, when he's on the field, he can be healthy. And I think we're all anticipating getting these three wide receivers all in at the same time and having them play. I'm not 100% sure when that's going to be. Because, I mean, if we want to play devil's advocate here and maybe go down this road, let's say you think Rashee Rice gets six games, seven games. You got to then get Hollywood Brown to the middle part of it, and he's got to also be healthy. You got to get Xavier Worthy there. Like, I'm not sure if we get the 2-3 months uninterrupted where we get to see their offense at full capacity. It's football. Things kind of happen. So I certainly understand the sentiment that the Chiefs feel healthier. To me, the only place that I can say they're definitively healthier than they were at the end of the season is running back. I don't think you had a healthy Isaiah Pacheco at all in the second half of the season. And right now, there's no reason to think that he's not ready to go. And this is also a big year for him, a contract year for Isaiah Pacheco.
A lot of people in Texas are pointing out Rashee Rice is healthy, but you're right. Rashee Rice is healthy, but Rashee Rice is going to miss time this year. He is going to get suspended. Like, that is a common sentiment. You're right. Rashee Rice now is healthy. I also would tell you banking on healthy NFL is obviously tough because everyone gets hurt, but Rashee Rice is going to miss football games this season. Like, yeah. It might not be from his knee getting tackled by Patrick Mahomes again, but he's missing games. It's happening. He's not playing in 17.
You're right, and I guess, and I agree with you. Like, Rashee Rice is healthy, but I mean, if we all are factoring in that he, like, regardless, Rashee Rice can be 100% healthy. If he's not going to play the first 6 games of the season, that is like a massive injury for you. Like, we're not talking about he might miss one game. We don't know if he's going to miss a game. We already know Rashee Rice is not playing 17 games this year. So you're only going to get 10 games. He's also recovering from an injury. I think that that's pretty important. Like, he is available. Let's see how he looks. He had a significant knee injury last year. How does he bounce back? How does he respond? Is he the same running back before? Is there a little bit of rust? Like, Rashee Rice hasn't played a tackle football game. By the time he gets back on the field, it's going to be 14 months by the time we see Rashee Rice. But I'm still obviously very high on Rashee Rice, but I think just factoring that in, especially with we have no certainty of when Rashee Rice is going to be available for the Chiefs. Is that going to be week 4, week 5, week 6? We don't know. But the one thing we do know is I do not expect him to play week 1 against the Chargers.
I don't expect him week 2 against the Eagles. I don't expect him I think it's going to be a minute for Rashee Rice.
I think he could be there week 5. That's the earliest I think he could be there is week 5.
I think it's going to be 4 to 6. So we agree that week 5 is the earliest. Maybe it's 3 games. But yes, he's going to be suspended. Maybe this makes me a skeptic. Maybe this makes me a hater. I don't know. Whatever team you want to use. The entire text line is saying, well, health. That's how the Chiefs are different. They're going to be healthy. Man, people get hurt all the time in tackle football. It is a sport that is inherently going to end up with players injured. You always call it the wheel of misfortune, and we joke about it in July, but at some point in the season, an important member of the Chiefs is going to get hurt. It's a matter of, can you overcome that? So if you're telling me the difference, the best way to describe the Chiefs is healthy, I would tell you no team in the NFL right now is saying, man, we're not healthy. It's August. Everyone's healthy. Can you stay healthy in October, November, December? And if that's your only difference, that feels like a big bet to me.
And also, I mean, not to jinx it here. I'm not here to wish injury on anybody. I would say most of the players that we are now deeming as healthy don't really have a track record of being healthy the entire season. The Chiefs, I mean, Isaiah Pacheco, we all love Isaiah Pacheco. He has no history and no track record of playing all 17 games. You would assume at some point Hollywood Brown is going to miss games. Like, yes, the Chiefs are a healthier team as of now. There's no question about it. You also just haven't started playing football and haven't taken on the hits and bumps and bruises that a season provides. So I think that's just a really important thing. I don't think it's a bad thing that the Chiefs are largely the same as last year, but that is a little bit of a unique situation where you don't think that about Buffalo. You also don't think that about Baltimore. You don't look at Baltimore as being largely the same team as last year. Neither is Buffalo. That kind of is where Kansas City is. And I'm with you. The Chiefs are kind of taking a gamble on, well, we love the framework of our team. We love the foundation of our team. We are expecting that these guys are going to be healthy and available for the most important games of the season. That's why I've said with Hollywood, I don't really care how many yards Hollywood has this year. I don't care if Hollywood has a career year. I don't care about any of that. Can you have him healthy, available, and playing for the second half of the season? So these little bumps and bruises over the course of August, they just don't really do anything for me when it comes to Hollywood. You know that you're only going to get 12 or 14 games. Can you get him ready to go heading into November and December, starting to trend upward as you get to January, kind of like what we used to see with Frank Clark? We used to always kind of laugh and joke about it, but Frank Clark would always miss that time randomly in October. Sammy Watkins would always randomly miss some time in October, but you weren't worried about it. You're worried about after we get past Thanksgiving, the Cowboys game, where are you at position? Who's healthy? Who's not healthy? Are you starting to play your best football as you head into the second portion of the season? That's all that really matters to me with Kansas City, just based on what we've seen them do over the last handful of seasons. Coming up on the other side, I am starting to dislike this person, and I've never met or really heard anything about this person other than clips. I'll explain. Keep it right here, it's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm starting to not like this person. And it's not a personal beef or anything. Just every time that this person comes up on my timeline, it's usually some nonsense. Now, I don't listen to 100.9 The Mitt. I'm unfamiliar with 100.9 The Mitt. But again, every time that they come up on my social media timeline, it's usually some nonsense. So this was the first time that they had popped up on my radar. They have a morning show, you know, just like ours, a little sports talk. You know, hey, I'm all for sports talk opinions. We don't all have to think the same thing. But sometimes your takes can be so ridiculous that it is my responsibility to mock you for your sports opinion because it don't make sense.
Patrick Mahomes, most overrated quarterback in the league. I'm completely out on him. I'm completely out on the Chiefs. Once they made a Hallmark movie, I was like, forget it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like him. I think Josh Allen's a better quarterback. He's 6'5". He can play in cold weather. And I'm just completely out on Patrick Mahomes. I think he's like... like, he's, like, the influencer of, like, NFL. Like, I feel like people just, like, overhype him up, and then that's why they win so many games.
Okay. This young lady's name is Sarah Stockford. That was her first Chiefs opinion. They brought her back to give more Chiefs opinions because the first one obviously went over so well. Here she is giving an additional sports take on 100.9 The Mitt.
I personally, now that football season has started, I personally think that Patrick Mahomes wouldn't be anything without Andy Reid. If Deshaun Watson was drafted by the Chiefs, he'd probably be the number one quarterback in the league.
Does Deshaun Watson, does the stuff still happen if he's in Kansas City?
I feel like, though, Andy Reid could have maybe guided him in a better way, you know?
That's probably
maybe
true.
He wouldn't be such a bad guy.
You want to move on, man? You want to move on? We can move on if you want to move on, Rob. You want to move on from Sarah Stockford's takes? Because they're not good. I'm here to tell you right now, as somebody who does this for a living every day, I like to think that I do this at a relatively high level. I'm here to tell you she's not good at this.
There's a lot of bad in that. Is she insinuating that if the Browns had better coaching, Deshaun Watson wouldn't be a sicko? Is that did I catch that in there?
I don't know. I'm just simply playing it, you know? I'm trying to walk a thin line here. I know I can only go so hard as Sarah Stockton's takes. They're not good. I'm here to tell you that. They're bad. They're really bad, in fact. To the point where I think she should be outlawed from speaking on these here microphones. I think she needs a 1 week punishment, a 1 week banishment. You know what ESPN just did with Shannon Sharp? 100.9 The Mitt should consider doing that to her. Never be heard from again. Where's Max Kellerman these days? That's where she should be. She should be where Max Kellerman is. When's the last time you seen Merrill Hodge on TV? That's where she should be.
You're describing fired people. You're describing people who are no longer employed.
I'm just asking. Wherever Merrill Hodge is, that's where she should be right now. Where's Sean Salisbury at? That's where she should be.
You're telling me that her and Craig Carton have a future show on FS1 coming down the pipe?
I'm just telling you. I'm here to play this. I'm sorry. I'm a little confused. None of it made sense. Let's move on. All right? Let's move on. We got Vern coming up in a little bit to talk about this thing that happened yesterday. I don't want to talk about Sarah Stockton anymore.
Here's the pitch. Slider stroked into right field. That's down for a base hit. Lofton rounds third. Abreu's throw home on the third base line. Tag on Lofton. He's out. Connor Wong hangs onto the ball after some contact. Lofton's out trying to score, and that ends the inning.
I'm being dead serious when I give this next opinion. I don't know if you can be more out than Nick Lofton was. I think it might be physically impossible to be more out than he was. I mean, he'd even need to slide. Just, hey, you got me. Like, hey, I don't know if it's possible. This was not a bang bang play. This was not a, no, this was, you are as out can be. This was a routine single. What made Nick Lofton think that he could score from second? He thought he had that kind of running start. Did he think the ball got bobbled? Who is this on, Rob? We're going to ask Vern this question coming up at the top of the hour. I'm going to ask you, whose fault do you think this is? Do you think it's the third base coach or do you think it's Nick Lofton? Part of me wants to put this on Nick Lofton A, I do think that he's being told to stop. Also, you got to know your own limitations. You got to know your own strengths and weaknesses. Nick Lofton thought he was going to score on a routine single hit directly at the right fielder from second. I mean, he gets thrown out on a bad throw. This feels like it's Nick Lofton's fault to me. He seems like the guilty party, in my opinion.
Can it be everyone? Can everyone be at fault? Can we just point assign blame to everyone? Because Vance Wilson, as I understand baseball, third base coaches are the base running coaches. The Royals this year have been a bad base running team. This isn't like, man, these are the 15 Royals. They're just great on the base paths, and there was one bad moment. They've had a lot of moments. I'm pretty sure. I'll have to double check this stat. I think they lead baseball in being picked off at first base. Just astonishing how this happens so often. So I don't think Vance Wilson is blameless, but Nick Lofton, you are not Jerod Dyson. You run like you're in quicksand. You should know that. And when you see, hey, it's not a go sign, but it's not a stop sign, I'm running with a tractor trailer attached to my back, I'm going to stop. I mean, it can be on everyone, right?
No, I mean, it's definitely on everybody. Someone said it's on Q and his staff for this being late in the season and still having the dumbest base running team in baseball. I mean, the Royals are not good at this. The Royals are not good at the little things. And if you're not good at the little things, it's difficult to overcome the deficit that they have to overcome. The Royals in 2015 were not the most talented team in baseball. They also were dead last in home runs. I mean, they did a lot of the little things correctly. Like, a lot of the little things correctly. And that made up for deficiencies in other areas. This team doesn't do, they don't do a lot of the, they don't, they really don't. They don't do a lot of the little things correctly. And that showed yesterday at a moment in which, I mean, that is the play of the game. Now, we don't know what happened. Maybe Vinny Pasquantino strikes out in the next at bat. If you stand there, the bases are now loaded. You got a chance to a double, a bases clearing double. Potentially you get the lead in that scenario. Certainly when this guy hit a home run earlier in the inning, you at least owe it to yourself to see what he can possibly do. That is not what happened yesterday in the Royals game. Vern is going to join us coming up in just a bit. Before Vern joins us, I think we all have our crusades in sports talk. My crusade is the Mike Evans one. We do talk about Mike Evans a lot. I don't care. That's my cause. I'm happy to pick up my cause. Colin Cowherd, his cause, backward hats. Don't you wear a backward hat around Colin Cowherd. Please don't. I mean, whatever promise you think that that player had before, if Cowherd sees you with a backward brim, you're out of here. I will give him that. Very consistent. Somebody had the gall, the unmitigated gall, to wear a backward visor to a press conference. Get him out of here.
You know, I don't like backward hats. What's worse is a backward visor. That's a two-win team. I'm taking away four wins. So when you sit in front of a podium, you're representing the Cowboys, you're representing Bank of America, you're representing a $12 billion corporation. I think you got to do better as a head coach than a visor backwards. There's a reason that country clubs and private clubs, you have to wear collared shirts and jackets. There's a reason for that. Like, there's a standard. I don't want to look like a guy that's here to move my couch. Like, I want you to do better than that.
This is my question, honestly, about the backwards visor. This is the only question that I have is, isn't wearing it backwards defeating the purpose of why you're wearing a visor? Like, aren't you wearing a visor to block the sun, to keep the sun out of your eyes and your face? It can't do that if you have it backwards. Why are you even wearing it? It defeats the purpose of the visor. That's my only issue with the backwards visor. I don't think it matters one way or the other. But again, that's Cowherd's cause. We all have our cause. I just don't know why you're wearing a backward visor. It's not giving you the needed protection you need from the sun and its rays. You can't help yourself. You can't shade yourself from the sun that way. Coming up at the top of the hour, Josh Vernon is going to join us. We'll talk to him about what happened yesterday at the end of the Royals and Red Sox as the Royals look to even the series in Fenway. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.